You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The U.S. Census Bureau conducts a new count every decade, and the next one is coming up in 2020. The Bureau released the questions they intend to use last month, and one new question is causing a lot of debate. Here to explain what all the controversy is about and what it could mean for us locally is our immigration reporter, Nina Gensler-Debs. Hey, Nina.
Hi, Hannah.
So, Nina, what is this question that has so many people upset?
Well, there are a number of new or different questions, but the one most people are talking about is this person a citizen of the United States?
Okay.
And it's a question that actually got added late after a request was put in by the Justice Department for it to be added. There hasn't been a question about citizenship on a major U.S. census since 1950.
So why now? Why does the Justice Department want this? And why are people against it?
Well, here's former White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders speaking about the decision when it happened.
We've contained this question that's provided data that's necessary for the Department of Justice to protect voters and specifically to help us better comply with the Voting Rights Act.
So basically what she's saying is that the Department of Justice wants the question, they say, to get better numbers on who is an American citizen, so who can legally vote. And if they have those numbers, they say they'll have accurate data to help protect against voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people who do not think it's a good idea, including the city of San Jose, the city of San Francisco, the state of California, all of which are part of multiple lawsuits suing against the question.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, civil rights groups and Democrats are saying that the reasoning that the DOJ put forward is suspicious, or they think it's suspicious, because the DOJ says that it's trying to protect against the Voting Rights Act, which was enacted in the 60s to protect against discrimination of mostly black voters in the southern states.
Right.
But critics say, first of all, Attorney General Jeff Sessions doesn't have a history of being the biggest advocate for the Voting Rights Act.
Uh-huh.
He's called it, quote, intrusive. And also, we've always used estimates from different data to enforce the Voting Rights Act ever since it became a law. And so the combination of those factors plus the timing makes the critics suspect that this is a ploy to skew census numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everyone is so upset, is because all these people, politicians, activists, apparently even a former Census Bureau director, they oppose the question because they think it dramatically increases the likelihood of a bad count.
What's a bad count? What do you mean by a bad count?
Yeah, so that means if people are worried about filling out the census, they're worried that it might put them in legal jeopardy. They're worried about their ability to stay in the country because maybe you are an immigrant currently who doesn't trust the government so much and think that if you put that information out there, that it could jeopardize your ability to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Then they won't fill it out. They won't fill out the census, and that means we won't have accurate numbers. And actually, another concern is families that have mixed status, right? So some families that might have people who are here on a visa or might have undocumented members, that the whole family will not fill out these census.
So you're losing a whole family.
Exactly.
In the count.
That's a concern. And actually, there have been times in the past where census data has been used to target certain populations.
Can you give us some examples?
So about 15 years ago, two historians discovered that the Census Bureau gave the Secret Service information about Japanese Americans living in the United States during World War II. There are laws against sharing that kind of information, but at that point, they were temporarily repealed with the Second War Powers Act of 1942. And these historians found that the Bureau provided information, sometimes even as specific as names and addresses, but mostly about what blocks people lived on, for people living in seven states, including California. And then that information helped officials incarcerate more Japanese Americans in internment camps.
So that's a real concern.
Well, so census officials say that there are very strong protections in place now against sharing specific info with any other agencies, including ICE.
Mm-hmm.
Still, opponents of the question say it will further discourage an already fearful immigrant population from participating in something that's really important. And again, that would mean people are undercounted, which can have big effects both locally and nationally.
Like what?
So the purpose of the census is not only to count every resident in the U.S., but also to get other information from them, like age, race, whether a person rents or owns a home. And also a lot of research uses this number, lots of surveys that are conducted. So that information is used to determine a lot, like including how many seats states get in the House of Representatives, where federal funding goes, how legislative districts are drawn. So if that number is off, that can have really big consequences both politically and economically for places.
And I must say, we as journalists use this information a lot in our reporting.
Oh, absolutely. Tons of different entities.
So it'll affect the media narrative as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's likely that the addition of this question could be worse for California, because we're the state with the largest number of immigrants, mm-hmm. and the Bay Area has a particularly high number of immigrants. So populations that have more immigrants, where people might be more afraid to fill out the census, will be more drastically undercounted. So the less people it appears we have, the less it looks like we need funding or more political representation, which is what some critics think the DOJ might be trying to do. And according to City Attorney Dennis Herrera, federal researchers found that in the fiscal year of 2015, more than 130 programs used Census Bureau data to distribute more than $675 billion in funds for things like Medicaid, transportation projects, and the National School Lunch Program. Mm-hmm. So low-income families here could be hit pretty hard.
So, Nina, did anything else change about census questions this year?
Yeah, so several, and most of them have to do with identity. Mm-hmm. So, for example, people who identify as Hispanic, Latino, white, Asian Pacific Islander, or Black, they'll be asked to give some more information, like, are you of Puerto Rican origin, or German, or Vietnamese, or Jamaican? Also, now there's an option to indicate whether you're part of a, quote, opposite sex or same sex couple. Also, this year is different in that this is the first time the Census Bureau is really trying to encourage digital responses. Mm-hmm. So filling it out by computer or cell phones, and Americans won't have to fill it out by paper survey, although some will still receive it. There is concern about cybersecurity, but they're trying to get out ahead of that.
And so is all this finalized, or is there a chance that this question, the controversial citizenship question or others, might not make it onto the census?
Yeah, well, right now it's on there. But there is now a public hearing on May 8th on Capitol Hill where officials from the Commerce Department and the Census Bureau will have to appear before lawmakers and answer questions. And after that, we'll see what happens with these lawsuits.
All right. Thanks, Nina.
Thanks, Nina.